Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. It is quite likely that America has lost its first high-rise building to climate change and the resulting sea level rise. The collapse of South Champlain Towers in Miami Beach early Thursday morning is unprecedented in American history. Buildings under construction or damaged by explosion or impacts have collapsed, but never an untouched building on a quiet, cloudless night. The other thing that we have never seen in American history before is the kind of assault now ongoing on Florida real estate by rising seas. The region is plagued by what the locals call sunny day flooding, incursions of flood water not from rain, but from rising seas. Salt water is infiltrating the freshwater aquifers and poisoning coastal farm and garden fields. The Champlain Towers building was constructed on reclaimed wetlands, in other words, sand. What bedrock there is in the area far below the buildings located there is limestone, which is highly soluble, subject to sinkholes, and sponge-like in its ability to absorb and transmit seawater. The solubility of the limestone and the massive withdrawals of fresh water from the underwater aquifers for the intensely developed area contribute to the sinking of much of the area, which, of course, makes the sea level incursions worse. It was accidentally discovered in the 1990s that the Champlain Towers building, then 10 years old, was sinking a couple of millimeters a year. No one seems to have thought that that was particularly significant. Yet it seems obvious that a high-rise building of that size is not going to sink at the same rate over its entire footprint, and if it doesn't, it's hard to imagine the stresses created on its structure. If that turns out to be the cause of the collapse, again, the first of its kind in the entire history of the country, then it is without doubt that sea level rise, compounding the problems of instability, will soon claim many more such buildings. The Chambers of Commerce and the Association of Realtors will spare no effort to avoid acknowledging any involvement of climate change in this disaster. They are already having to deal with titanic changes, the pun is deliberate, in the Florida real estate markets as an increasingly weary and knowledgeable local population is abandoning seaside properties and moving inland or out of state. Inland Florida was once the province of the poorest property owners in the state, but they are increasingly being muscled aside for wealthy refugees from rising water. My favorite recent story in this vein is of the man who came to his senses about living on the beach, sold his very expensive property there, and moved to a condo inland. The very next hurricane deposited a large yacht against his condo building. Now he wants to move to Canada. "Do you have any idea," he says, "how hard it is to sell a condo with a yacht leaning up against it?" We haven't even discussed hurricanes and what happens when there's a direct hit on a building or buildings whose underpinnings have been destabilized by sea level rise. Stand by for a demonstration. The powers that be in Florida will do whatever they have to avoid labeling this collapse the result of climate change. To do so would be to precipitate an immediate collapse in real estate values, one that in any case is inevitable before much more time has passed and water has risen. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.